Hi, Rich Dole here. I just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to the Have You Heard podcast. We will be adding new material and interviews in addition to interviews archived over the 10 plus years of being on the air. So if you keep coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com or subscribe to this podcast from wherever you get your podcast, you'll always have new material, new artists, and new music to discover. As always, thank you for listening. Okay. I'm Richard Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And you're listening to Have You Heard. And we have a fun show this evening. I think many people that listen are going to recognize our guest this evening. And the music that he and his bandmates create is always a lot of fun and great to listen to. And they're great musicians, great people. And they're also just super nice people. They're just good to be around. They entertain. They do the whole package. You know what I'm talking about, Matthew?
I do. They're great. They're people. They do a great package. And they're awesome musicians.
It's very true. That's just basically what I just said.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, well, at least we're on the same page. But who are we talking about, Matthew Altizer? Why don't you introduce who we're going to be talking to and playing the music of this evening?
Okay, well, we are going to be listening to the great saxophonist Jared Thompson with his longtime, longstanding band, Premium Blend.
Very true.
Yeah, they have a new album out called The Road.
That's right. It was released in April of this year. We're a few months behind, but Jared is getting on the road and preparing to bring this music to many, many people. Jared's going to, I mean, if you can, let's just get all the information out as quickly as we can here. PremiumBlendIndie.com is where you can find where they are playing, what types of things they're getting into, where you can see them. Jared Thompson and Ryan Taylor, the guitar player, did the majority of the compositions on this record. Stephen Jones, he's a 2-for-1 on this album. He plays keyboard with his right hand, and his left hand plays keyboard bass. Now you might think, well, most people have two hands, and they use both hands when they're playing the piano. But Stephen really, it's two different instruments. He uses two different keyboards, and his left hand is on a great sounding bass patch on one keyboard, and then his right hand is on a regular old keyboard. And he's literally split his brain in two to be two different musicians for the price of one. So it's pretty amazing to watch him. It's just one thing when he's comping, when he's accompanying other people, but it's another thing when he's soloing. It's disturbing, Matthew. There's no other way to describe the way that he can do two things at once so independently.
I would totally agree. It's pretty spectacular, and we are very lucky in Indianapolis to have him around. You'll see him playing around in a lot of groups that perform at the Chatterbox and the Jazz Kitchen, and it's just always a special time when he's up on that stage.
That's very true, and he leads his own group on Thursdays at the Chatterbox now, so you can go.
I did not know that.
He just plays the piano. He's not doing double duty. Because it's his band, so he does what he wants to do. So it's pretty exciting. And Jared also revealed in our interview, which we'll play a little bit later, that that Stephen did the artwork for the album. And the artwork for the album is really amazing. You can see that artwork at premiumblendindie.com. You can also see it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz. And then also we'll have it on our website, haveyouheardjazz.com. So you can view all this stuff and find all this information out as you're perusing our various online social media entities. But maybe without further ado, we should go on in and like play some of these tunes. What do you think about
that?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Okay.
I think you should pick some tunes to play.
Yeah. All right. I would like to start with Last Wall of Jericho. And right after that, we're going to put in Pursuit of Happiness. Now, if you've been a frequenter of our podcast, of our Facebook page, you've heard Pursuit of Happiness. It's kind of the theme song that I use with Jared's permission, so don't get all bent out of whack. I've used this tune, Pursuit of Happiness, as kind of the theme song for the podcast, and it works. It's great. I rather like it. So without further ado, here are two from Premium Blend, led by Jared Thompson, from their album, The Road. We're going to listen to The Last Wall of Jericho and Pursuit of Happiness.
Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt the show, but just a reminder that you're listening to the Have You Heard podcast. New episodes are always being added to haveyouheardjazz.com, so please check it out. Subscribe to us any way you see fit to keep yourself updated. We'd also like to invite you to get involved by being a larger part of our show through contributing segments or ideas, or by becoming a supporter or underwriter. More information can be found at haveyouheardjazz.com or drop us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com. We welcome your support and we thank you for listening. Now back to the podcast.
That was The Walls of Jericho and Pursuit of Happiness, two tracks from the fairly recent new album by Jared Thompson and Premium Blend. The album is called The Road, and I am Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. We always enjoy having people listening to us on the radio.
That's right. We always we love presenting this really great music to everybody. Because, you know, there's so much music that comes out. And Matthew and I really try to procure the best to present to you. And, you know, and not a lot of local music gets played, even on this local station. I mean, there's so much music. It's challenging. So we try to fill in the gaps when we can to really feature as many local people as we can. But we also, you know, we snag some national people here and there. So it's a nice combination, but it is really, it's easy to feature local Indianapolis jazz from the present and from the past because there's just so much of it.
There is. That's a great way to put it there, Rich.
Okay. Well, then, why don't we listen to some more of it? This album, it's just, I really like the way that Jared puts together his compositions. And I like, and Ryan Taylor too. They both kind of think of music from a different angles and they complement each other. And they're, you know, they're coming at a common goal, but from different places. And I think that's so important to have a good writing foil, a good partner in a band. So, you know, I think I'd like to listen to a couple here. This is called The Hustler, and it's not The Hustler that you might, you know, the classic disco tune. It's not that one, but sorry. But it is The Hustler by Premium Blend. And then after that, Teresa, both by Premium Blend from their brand new album, The Road. Here it is. Bye.
That was The Hustler and Teresa from Jared Thompson and Premium Blend. I'm Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole.
And you're listening to WICR on 88.7 right here in Indianapolis. For the show Have You Heard, you can also find us online at haveyouheardjazz.com, at Facebook at Have You Heard Jazz, and you can even shoot us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com.
That's very true. I use all of those ways, Matthew, all of those social computer internet connections to reach out to various artists. And I did that with Jared Thompson, and I was able to sit down and talk with him about this album. We had a very, very fun conversation. And I invite all of you to listen to our conversation, which is going to start right about now. Jared Thompson, my friend.
What's up, Rich?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
I'm so glad that we could get together and talk about your new album, The Road, with your band Premium Blend, because it's super good. Thanks, I listened to it all day today while I was, I was organizing. So I was able to kind of put it on and listen to it. And there's a lot of really, really great tunes on this record.
Thank you.
Not that your older stuff didn't have great tunes, but man, like, who are you writing everything? Is it a combination with the band?
It was this album was me and Ryan Taylor writing, and it just kind of happened that way. I had pieces over the last 2 years that I'd been sitting on, or we'd been adding them to the repertoire at the Chatterbox and the Jazz Kitchen and other places that we play. And every time I would bring in a tune, a week or two later, Ryan would bring in a tune. And they just
so it's like a cold war of tune writing.
Kind of. I mean, it was the way it's come out is that Ryan and I's writing style, in my opinion, really complement each other. So we just put together 8 of the tunes that we really like, that we've really been able to perform for the last year and a half, and just put them together. So it was a lot of direct focus and a lot of original organic content to it, and it came together, and I thought it sounded really, really good.
Yeah, it has a really unique sound, and I think if we go through like the instrumentation and the players, you have Stephen Jones, who's doing key bass and piano, or keys, and he's using 2 different keyboards now, which he didn't always do that. When he first started this,
it was one board where he was, he
kind of
split the
it.
Board, and now I. Not only just through Premium Blend, but other musicians around the city know his prowess for that. So he hated doing it initially, but it kind of carved a niche for him. And to Stephen Jones's credit, not only is his playing amazing on this album, he did the cover art for it.
Oh,
and
wow.
It is just the most amazing kind of comic book superhero kind of visual. He's just as amazing of an artist as he is a musician.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that he's a visual artist as well as a musical artist
of the highest order for both.
That the album art is really amazing. It's so lifelike and but yet cartoony in a way, but not. It's like graphic novel, that's style.
Yeah,
right?
And that's the style that he does his artwork in. I told him initially the concept that I wanted. I said, give me Herbie Hancock's Thrust album cover, combine it with Outkast's Aquemini album, and then make us look like superheroes. And he
what did he
it.
Say? What did let me guess, his response was like, is that it?
He said, okay.
Put it all together.
And then, he would just show me over weeks and weeks the progression that he wanted, or that he would check in with me to see if that's what I wanted. And with him, honestly, that guy can do no wrong for me. I was just impressed off the first renderings of it, and he just kept picking at it and picking at it, and it really turned into something that visually makes you want to buy an album, which is how I grew up buying records. The cover art's what grabbed me in every time, and that was part of the ploy with it, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys played for a long time. You had a residency, if you will, at the Chatterbox, mm-hmm. and so where this band, Premium Blend, did it come together? Was it a conceptual idea? You're just like, this is the kind of band I want to put together, or did it kind of fall into place through the years?
A little bit of both. I had no idea what I was doing. We're talking about 2006, 2007. I had my brother on trumpet, and he's not typically a jazz player, but he was a really good trumpet player. So it was basically just opening up the real book, and shedding tunes, and had it as a jam session. The Chatterbox wasn't really doing music on Sunday nights like that. It was a spot open, and Dave Anderchek was gracious enough to give it to me. And over the course of the years, we've had, you know, from my brother and Sleepy Floyd, Brandon Meeks, to John Vandergantz, and now Ryan Taylor, that's how Premium Blend became a permanent group, as far as here's the instrumentation, here's the music that we present. So it literally went through a metamorphosis as far as musicians and focus and direction. So it was the perfect training ground at the Chatterbox to develop it.
Wow, so you've been there for 10 years,
yeah.
11 years.
And
that's amazing.
Gigs like that don't come around.
I know.
Anymore.
tell me about it, man. So, I mean, yeah, it's very hard to have a steady gig.
Yeah. And what I wanted to do, Premium Blend as a group, left the Chatterbox in February or March, because I wanted to, like you said, 10 years is a long time. There is another generation coming up behind us that are coming to sit in, not just on Sundays, but the other days of the week. So I thought the best steward of that seed would be my guitar player, Ryan Taylor. He plays with other groups as well. I wanted to give him a platform to put his group together, have his cachet of musicians come and sit in, build the sound that he likes there. So Ryan has taken over Sunday nights, so there's still wonderful music on Sunday, true authentic bebop music with Lamont Webb, Cassius Goins, and the integrity of the music is still there from Sunday through Saturday, and that was the whole point, because I wanted to focus on some other things with the group and needed to step away from it for a little while.
Well, for those of you that frequent our Have You Heard Jazz.com podcast page, you might notice some of this music, because we use one track from the album as our little podcast theme music that Jared has graciously allowed us to use. And so I always love listening to that track, just because it reminds me of, oh yeah, I need to do more work on the on the podcast, get stuff up there. So if you are on the internet right now, or close to it, you're never too far away from the internet, really. You can go to haveyouheardjazz.com, and you can check out all sorts of different archived shows that we have through the years. And you can also check out a little side podcast, a little project I'm doing called What It Takes. And there we talk with various musicians about what it takes to make a living. And we're going to have a little conversation with Jared up on that site pretty soon. So please check that out. So, Jared, back to The Road by Premium Blend. The cover art is beautiful. We'll have a picture of that on our podcast, haveyouheardjazz.com, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz. It's very simple, very simple. all the shows I listen to, all the podcasts, it's very simple stuff. Very simple. But mine is like three lines long to get the tagline out there. Have you heard the music that you thought you never heard but haven't heard it quite yet? Maybe you should tune in and check it out. If you want to, you don't really have to, .com. All right. So, so we have great cover art. We have a great band. What's the future for this band? Are you hitting the road?
Yeah.
The road. I mean, it's the road.
And that was kind of the initial concept for the album. it's new territory for me. I am 100% a musician, meaning my brain works as far as playing music, writing music, and the business aspect of it. It is a steep learning curve, and I'm learning how to network out of the city. So slow start to begin, but you have to start somewhere. So I'm learning how to network outside of Indianapolis to take the band so that other people can experience the last, you know, two albums that we've made. So Columbus, Ohio, I went to college not far from there, at Denison University. So we'll be doing some shows there. Midwest, Chicago. I have a few connections in Atlanta, and pretty sure that we'll be hitting the West Coast, at some point, Tacoma, Washington, Seattle area. And there's kind of a musician band network there through our guitar player Ryan Taylor with a group out there, that Ryan has sponsored a event the first weekend of August that honors the late drummer Dr. Willis Kirk, the Brush Life tour. So that'll be August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That involves a concert at Chili Water Brewing Company down in Calvin Fletcher just before you get to Fountain Square. That's August 3rd. Masterclass, August 4th, a show at the Jazz Kitchen, and then an after set at the Chatterbox. So we can touch on that a little bit later. But we're just making our networks outside of the city to push ourselves to a new audience outside of that. So it's different for me. It has nothing to do with playing music or composing music. It's all about massaging business relationships and connections, and it takes a little bit of time away from your instrument to do that, but it's absolutely necessary. So I'm learning. I'm a baby when it comes to that, but I'm really excited about making that happen.
Well, I think it's a difficult task to take on, because it's the fear of failure is real, right? Because now you have other people responsible that you're responsible for to get them out on the road and get them money and to find all that. But I think, I don't know, I always feel like if you go at it knowing this is what you deserve, you don't deserve anything less, and not to give too many concessions, you know, that people will treat you the way you treat yourself.
Yeah. You know, and the fear of the failure used to be really big for me regarding my ability, or does this translate to an audience outside of Indianapolis? I can honestly say over the last 5 years, I am so confident in what not just Premium Blend does, but just the nature of the way that bands here play, perform, and the way that they show up for a gig out of town, that you're always going to have a group of people that like it, a group of people that don't like it, and a group of people that are in the middle that are indifferent. That's not going to change from one city to the next, including Indianapolis. So it's not a fear of, is the music good enough? Is the band good enough? It most definitely is. It's about finding the audience that is as receptive to it outside of Indianapolis as the audiences at the Jazz Kitchen, at the Chatterbox, and other venues around the city. So it's just a matter of getting out there and doing it. Nobody dies from it. You know, it's just, nobody dies from it. You get out there and you play, and you come home.
Yeah, yeah. Well, certainly, you're representing Indianapolis, you know, out there. And I think, you know, I think everybody seems to be surprised, like, what's happening here in Indy. Even the people here in Indy, they're surprised. When they go somewhere else and they check out what's happening or not happening, they realize just kind of how lucky they are to be here.
I would agree. I mean, I was born and raised here, and it's always that, oh, there's nothing to do here, or it's always the same people playing, or it's always the same venues. And I think a lot of times we don't look at the quality of what is here. We look at the quantity of what is here. And the quality here in this city, there are very few places in this country that best the ability of the musicians here. I mean, it is a world-class caliber of musicians here that no one has heard of yet. And that can breed a little bit of resentment, but in no way should it take away from the ability that these people have, nor should it make us complacent and take it for granted. But again, you step outside of your back door, and then there's this whole new world out there that you're exposed to, and you appreciate what you have here, or you don't. You have one of two choices. You either do or you don't.
Exactly. Well, Jared, it's been a real pleasure talking to you about this great album, The Road, by Premium Blend. It came out in April of 2017. And Jared, where can people go to find this incredible music?
Me.
Okay, they can track you down.
Absolutely. But it's also on all the digital platforms, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes. There's Tidal, all of the places that you could stream or download music. It's there under Premium Blend, The Road. And we'd appreciate downloads. We'd appreciate physical copies being purchased. We've expanded our merchandise line now. So there's not only the first album, Soap, there's also The Road. And we also have Premium Blend t-shirts. So the album cover is on a t-shirt. You can find that on our website. We have a storefront there.
And, Premium Blend?
Yep, premiumblendindie.com. So we have a storefront for t-shirts and the past two albums.
Excellent. Well, I highly recommend everything he just said, because it's really a great album. It has a really unique, wonderful sound, and congratulations.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Wow, that was a really great interview, Rich. I'm very sorry that I was not able to be a part of it. Thank you for meeting up with Jared and learning a little more about the album.
Well, you know, it's one of the perks of not having a full-time job, Matthew. You too.
I guess so.
You too could be available at all hours of the day and night to meet people at various coffee shops. Actually, I should give a shout out to the Cornerstone Coffee Shop, which is where I have been meeting the majority of my friends and people, artists that we've been talking to the last few weeks. And it's there at the corner of 54th and College on the west side of the street, the southwest side of the street. And I've tried to do some things at the Jazz Kitchen, but it's just too musically dominant there. You know, like there's always music going on at the Jazz Kitchen, which is great, which is why I love the club, but it's a little too much when you're trying to do an interview and talk about music, and then you're hearing a completely different type of music in the background. So it just hasn't worked out yet. And we've done a couple things there during the afternoon when there's nothing happening. Like we've interviewed Charlie Ballantyne in the past.
Yeah.
That was pretty interview. Yeah, that was fun. But then again, there's a whole full-time job, full-time family, childcare thing. For me, I guess, in the day. But yeah. So no, Matthew, we're gonna get you involved, man. I mean, I'm thinking, like, every time I'm doing those interviews, I'm thinking, man, if Matthew were here, I know that he would ask a more interesting question, or at least think of things from a different angle. And I cut some of your questions out, but not all of them. You know, in post production, but
yeah, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, the Jared Thompson, he is a community guy. He's all about the community, the music community, the Indianapolis community. He is a giver through and through, and he is a recent recipient of the Artist Renewal Grant, and he's been doing a lot of work with that, and congratulations to him. I know a lot of people apply, and he's done it a few times, and he got it this time around. So we know that he's gonna put that money to good use, and that's the way it should be. So for more information about this band, you can go to their website. It's called premiumblendindie.com. It's all one word, premiumblendindie.com. For more information about us and what's happening with us, you can check us out on our website/podcast page. So haveyouheardjazz.com, and also on Facebook, facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz, or @haveyouheardjazz, I guess is one way to find it. We're always trying to put interesting content up there, And this band is great. Premium Blend, Stephen Jones on bass, keyboard, and keyboard. Ryan Taylor on guitar, Brian Yard on drums, and Jared Thompson on saxophone. We're going to end with their title track. It's called The Road, from The Road. Have a great night. Thank you. You have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast. A big thank you to Jared Thompson and Premium Blend for letting us use their incredible original tune, Pursuit of Happiness, from their album, The Road. You can hear Have You Heard every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in Indianapolis on WICR 88.7 FM, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world through the internet at wicronline.org, or look for WICR in the TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio apps. Listen to us anytime by coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, where we will be adding new material all the time, so there will always be something new for you to check out. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.